This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel continues strikes on Gaza as the U.S. says it will block another ceasefire resolution. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Medics and witnesses say at least 18 people are dead following recent Israeli airstrikes across Gaza. The news comes as the U.S. says it'll veto another draft U.N. ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release between Israel and Hamas, envisioning an alternative resolution of the conflict. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu continues to push back. During an Israeli cabinet meeting, a declaration was adopted which rejects international calls for a pathway to Palestinian statehood. Netanyahu continues to stress Israel's efforts won't stop until total victory over Hamas. That means an expansion to Gaza's southernmost town of Rafah, where more than half the enclave's population has sought refuge from fighting. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations top court on Monday opens a week of hearings on the legal consequences of Israel's occupation of Palestinian territories, with more than 50 states due to address the judges. In 2022, the UN General Assembly asked the court for an advisory or non-binding opinion on the occupation. While Israel has ignored such opinions in the past, it could pile on political pressure over its ongoing war in Gaza. Protesters demonstrated in Quetta, Pakistan on Sunday against alleged poll rigging in the country's recently concluded general election. Pakistan's election on February 8th did not return a clear majority for anyone, but independent candidates backed by jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan won 92 out of 200.